The re-registration of voters who had their names deleted from the electoral roll will end tomorrow. This follows an order by the Supreme Court to the Electoral Commission to delete names of about 56,000 voters who registered with NHIS cards during the 2012 election. The Supreme Court subsequently ordered the EC to give such people the opportunity to re-register. Hence, the EC's 21-day exhibition of voters' register and the 10-day registration of deleted NHIS card registrants. Speaking on Behind the News last night, the Assistant Head of Communications at the EC, Yusif Ayuba, said so far 14,801 people have re-registered. He said the commission is not satisfied with the level of patronage, but could not tell whether the period will be extended or not.
The Electoral Commission had re-registered 14,801 persons whose names were deleted from the register had gone to the various Electoral Commission offices to re-register.
So 14,000 out of 56,000, is that correct?
Yes, the Electoral Commission is still not satisfied with the patronage. We have adopted strategies to make sure that such persons get their names in the roll due to the limited time that we have. We've intensified the publicity. We've told our district officers to go to the villages and encourage such persons to go back to the district offices to register. But the response is varied. Some are complaining that they cannot go back to register because the distance from where they live to the district office is quite far. Some are also saying that they don't see why they should go and re-register because they did not actually remove their names from the register. It was the court that said that, so they don't see the reason why they should go back and re-register.
Well, so how do we make up for the shortfall? I mean, 14,000 and 56,000, that's a huge gap.
We are still encouraging such persons to make sure that they get themselves re-registered. And we are also telling our major stakeholder parties to help us identify such persons so that they go and re-register, because it's a collective responsibility that we've always claimed. We cannot do it alone. We cannot identify all such persons. The political parties know exactly where these people are. So we are urging them, like they usually do during registration, where they facilitate persons to come to the registration center to register. We are also urging them to help us, to help the people get to the registration centers, the district offices, so that they can get their names on the register, because the process ends on Thursday, the 28th of July. And if they don't get their names on the roll, then that will be the end of them. Currently, as I speak to you, the Electoral Commission has not taken any decision to extend the duration. We know that the exercise is ending on Thursday, the 28th. So we're still appealing to the people concerned to troop to the various offices to make sure they register. I cannot say whether there will be extension or there will not be an extension. What I know as I speak to you is that the exercise will end on the 28th of July.
Yusif Alhassan Ayuba is Assistant Head of Communications at the EC. Commenting on the process so far, the Director of Elections of the NDC, Samuel Ofosu-Ampofu, cited some challenges facing the party in mobilizing the electorate to patronize the exercise. He therefore suggested an extension of the re-registration period to 3 weeks instead of the scheduled 2 weeks.
The report is that the exercise is still very slow in terms of identifying people, because it took some time before the list were made available to us. And the exercise was in its second day before we had the list. And again, we had to disaggregate the list and then go to the regions and the constituency. It's really a challenge, you know, because when you take the list, we don't have some address system, telephone numbering system where you can easily take a telephone and call the person and say that, look, this is your address or this is your telephone number, your name has been deleted. So you need to, go into the polling stations and then search for the people. And again, there are some challenges also with some constituencies where the EC doesn't have its DMS installation or machine there. So they are asked to come all the way to another district to come and re-register. And that's a huge challenge. You take a whole west and whole central, you take Ningo Pram Pram and Segi, and several others across the country where newly created districts do not have the VMS machines of the EC installed in the new district, and for that matter, they have been asked to come to the parent district to go and do the re-registration. And so it takes whole east and west, whole central and whole west, over 1,500 people, almost 3,000 people. How can you register all of them within 10 days when you officially have to sometimes facilitate their movement, high track vehicles for them, let them come and wait. Sometimes you have a situation where there is power off and then your internet system is not working and so cannot capture and so on and so forth. So indeed, my appeal is that if the Electoral Commission wants to give the affected people the real opportunity to vote, then of course, if they can extend the exercise to move alongside the exhibition exercise for the 21 days, perhaps we'll be able to assist in helping the people to come and re-register.
Samuel Ofosuanpo, who is the Director of Elections of the NDC, NPP's Director of Elections, Martin Ejimensa-Kosa, called on the EC not only to extend the re-registration period, but also provide more kits for the exercise to facilitate the process. He said if this is not done, many Ghanaians will be disenfranchised.
We bring out a kitchen on the 10-day exercise somewhere around Wednesday. And the main difficulty has been the numbers that we are told have registered so far. We are looking at something around 56,000. And if the reports that we get in are credible, anything from 6,000 to 14,000 is still down. So right away, you can tell that people are going to miss the opportunity to vote, or cast their vote. We are talking of several thousands of them. It's obviously a worrying situation. I would have wished that just at the start of this exercise, we could also, as part of the preparations, I've made it much easier for people because I did witness, especially around the central region, Ashanti region, a place like Winneba, where over 5,000 people were expected to be deleted and re-registered. And you had just about one or two kits, and we all know the capacity to which this machine can work in a day. It does a maximum of between 100, 150. So for a 10-day exercise with such numbers, obviously we're heading for a trouble. Same with Ashanti region, quite a number of places. So the better part of last I recall that we all tried to help, getting to the commission, trying to help. Well, can you please send extra equipment here and there? But even that one, we were still not encouraged. So if the commission intends to extend, not just extension, but they should also consider increasing the number of registration kits. It is just a one-off thing. And we have more of these machines all over. So just regroup some and take them to the affected areas. Make sure that there is enough, so that these long queues and the stress that people have to go through, which will make people abandon the process, is completely removed. Then, of course, maybe some a bit of education. People are supposed to re-register, but the exhibition seems to have overshadowed this. Even though I would say the exhibition even requires further more publicity, the bit that is being done seems to have overshadowed this exercise. People do not know that it's a two-pronged approach. We are doing both together. And so I think that not just extension we should be talking about, but also increase the number of kids with some bit of hype that, look, if you don't do it, that's just about the end for you. You cannot depart of this election. And then we can see whether we can increase the numbers.